God has been doing some really amazing things among us recently with back conditions. And the danger is that we get a bit blasé when we hear the fourth or fifth back testimony. And I want to encourage us this morning to not be like that. Someone went to Bill Johnson once and said, cancer doesn't go when I pray. And he said to them, well, what does go? And he said, headaches. So Bill just said, well, be faithful with the headaches and then cancer will follow. And so we want to be faithful with the backs and faithful in celebrating what God's doing, because every back that's healed is an amazing, amazing thing. So can we welcome up Joe Blake? This is an incredible story. So you had an accident about 3 or 4 years ago, and you really badly damaged your back. Can you tell everyone what happened and how it affected you?
I was actually wringing a mop out, and the wringer caved in. And because of I didn't know, but I had dehydrated discs already. And because of this, I ended up with 5 discs out of place. Initially, I was just given painkillers and sent home. the first 4 weeks, progressively, I got more painful. Couldn't sleep because I couldn't lay down. I was taking 27 painkillers a day and still in pain. My leg was swollen, my foot was swollen. I couldn't feel if you stuck pins in my leg, which the doctor tried to do. I couldn't feel that, but my leg burnt. It felt like someone was just burning it, which is why I couldn't lay down, because it just got hotter. Eventually, the doctor is at the hospital. Thinned my blood, that sorted my leg out. Took a lot longer, carry on taking painkillers. Slowly, you know, less painkillers because they were stronger. 8 months later, they finally decided, well, time for an MRI, which showed that there was a multilevel degenerative disc disease. And I've seen 3 different orthopedics, and they've all said that an operation wouldn't be suitable. It wouldn't do anything. So basically, it's about pain management.
So really difficult situation. You walked with a stick, I know, because walking took you forever. And you're in a lot of pain. Yeah. About a month ago, or about 2 months ago, you came to church, and Julian Adams was here, and he prayed for you.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Julian was praying for me along with a few others, I actually bent over. I'd take my shoe off to see if I could actually feel my foot. I could feel my leg when I touched it. I actually managed to put my shoe back on while standing up. I was walking around fine without my stick. I folded my stick up. I left here without using my stick. I got home and showing off to my children, jumping up and down, you know. And then once I'd said goodbye to my lift, I need the toilet, so I ran up the stairs, which is normally had been a job of one step, join. Whereas I ran upstairs, and then I decided just to skip around the garden, just to see if I could. And I just didn't want to stop moving. I just, you know, before my injury, I walked everywhere. And then it was like, just being restricted, scared of walking too far because my leg would fall asleep or go dead, and then I'd have to phone someone, you know. All I needed to do was rest and it'll come back. No point in calling an ambulance. We went for a picnic that day by the river. We walked there. Danced by the river. And you know what? That day, spending that time with my children by the river, dancing, laughing, no pain, you know, priceless. Absolutely priceless.
Thank Praise God. Just to give people just one more idea, you walk to your nan's while you're on your stick. How long does that take?
On a good day, it would take me 45 minutes to walk to my nan's.
And now?
After being healed, it takes me 10 minutes now.
Thank God for what he's done. It's amazing. Thank you.